We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's been with us many times before, but coming back to tell us more about what's coming up in for the Indiana Ballet Theater. They have an upcoming production of Nutcracker in December. Gloria Tui, who's the founding member and I guess you might say artistic director of that, and also an update on the Classic Arts Center. Gloria, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, welcome.
So tell us a little bit about Nutcracker and what's coming up with that, what dates and everything.
Yes. Nutcracker. This is our, I think, 26th year for the Nutcracker. And it's at IUN, and it's December the 7th through the 10th.
Now, having done it for 26 years, and I think everyone's in, how do you approach it to make it different, better? You know, I mean, it's not just retrenching. I mean, obviously, the Nutcracker is the Nutcracker, but, you know, what's different maybe from year to year or over the years how you've changed?
Well, I happen to have a wonderful daughter, Amanda, who is fantastic at changing choreography. So she puts a new, new change on it every year. So that's what's different this year. We have about almost 100 in the cast, and that's different from year to year, so we change accordingly.
What about costumes? Do they get updated, or?
They do, yes. Something I started in the very beginning, since we've been around for 44 years, I made all the costumes as well, but we have a great person now who's actually a dancer of ours, and now she's become the costume mistress. So Amber has now taken on updating the costumes or making new costumes. Yes.
Yeah, she's a lovely dancer as well.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, we had her on the show early on, I believe. So,
is Amanda still doing Kaleidoscope?
She is. Because
I remember we spoke to her a long time ago about Kaleidoscope.
Right. She's having a hard time finding a location for theater at the moment. But since she's working for Valparaiso University, we're hoping to kind of go back there.
In the other changes over the 24 years, the type of talent that you have brought on board has changed considerably. I remember some of the first ones you had at the Center for Visual Performing Arts when I was there. So tell us a little bit about some of the changes that there happened there.
In the casting?
No, well, the whole production. I mean, you are now bringing in dancers, not just your own local things, but you're bringing a lot of dancers
right.
from, yeah. So tell us about the development of that.
We have three male dancers coming in to partner, and they'll be doing the Snow King and also the Sugar Plum Cavalier. And then we have two coming in from Chicago that will be also leads Nutcracker itself, and Drosselmeyer, the uncle of Clara. So, yeah. And one of our male dancers that's coming in is actually used to be our dancer, and his sister now will be the Sugar Plum, and Gabe Hartman will be the Cavalier. So that was just before the shows. The other four shows, it's another guy. So,
what we're looking also, you are still working on the Classical Arts Center. I know we were at your fundraiser thing not too long ago, but tell us about the development of that. I know you're still looking for matching grants and money. And so, how's that process going?
Yes. So, we're actually at it's been a turmoil. Between, the productions and the Star Plaza closing down and then, and so on and so forth. Then you've got 2020 after that. And then, this, that, and the other. But we have managed to completely renovate the exterior of the building. And that was to the tune of $1 million. So we managed to keep going. And, now we're halfway to the goal. Of being able to get a construction loan. So the goal is $1 million, and we're already halfway there. So we need some help from the community to get the other half, and then we get the funding and we get it completed. And if everybody gets on board, we could be open towards the end of 2024.
How do people come in to support that? I mean, obviously they can go to your website, but what are ways that people can help you out getting to that goal?
Well, they can name a window, a door. You know, several ways they can do that. So if they can't afford those things, they can do it as a group. You can have 10 people in a window, 10 names for $100 a piece. So it's all doable. It's not like we're asking for millions from everybody, just a few dollars here and there. But it, as a community, it would be nice to think that community could do this together. You know, not just one person.
Though it would be great to have a really large donor come in and do that also. And
oh, wouldn't it be? Yes.
Yeah. So as we wrap up here, tell us again about when Nutcracker is running, how people can see it, where they can find you online, and everything like that.
Okay. It's at IUN, December the 7th through the 10th. And you just go to www.ibtnw.org and go to events for the tickets for Nutcracker.
Excellent.
If you just go to the website and you can see also all the movies about what the vision is for the building, and you can make a donation right there as well.
That's great. Gloria Tuohy, the artistic director and founder of the Indiana Ballet Theater, Nutcracker, December 7th through the 10th. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you, Gloria.
Yes. Bye-bye.
And a Spotlight Extra, the Memorial Opera House presents the stage adaptation of the Irving Berlin musical White Christmas, opening November 30th, running through December 7th. Plus, on December 17th, South Shore Orchestra's annual Holiday Pops concert. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker. This is Pledge Week for your public radio station. And Art on the Air encourages our loyal listeners to support this station by making a monthly sustaining pledge so we may continue to bring you this great program.